Welcome to the Mass Device Fast 5 MedTech News Podcast, the show that keeps you up to date on the latest breakthroughs in medical technology with the top five news stories to get your day started. I'm your host, Executive Editor Chris Newmarker, filling in for Senior Editor Danielle Kirsch this week. Today, I'm joined with my co-host, Associate Editor Sean Hooley. Sean, what are we going to talk about today?
So today we'll discuss FDA approval for a drug-coated balloon at Boston Scientific, a new vascular stent trial underway at BD, a large fundraising round for an innovative neurostimulation technology, FDA approval for tumor ablation technology from Medtronic, and a very intriguing update on Baxter's efforts to spin off its kidney care business.
Sounds great. Saving the best for last. So what's the first thing we should know for today?
First thing is that the FDA has approved Boston Scientific's AGENT drug-coated balloon. This approval follows a breakthrough nod in 2021 and positive data presented at TCT last year.
So what's the drug-coated balloon indicated for?
Well, the balloon won approval for treating coronary in-stent restenosis, or ISR, in patients with coronary artery disease. This ISR occurs when plaque or scar tissue obstructs or narrows a stented vessel. An agent is sort of an alternative to other therapies like balloon angioplasty, more stenting, or radiation. And it's a paclitaxel-coated balloon that transfers a therapeutic dose of drug to the vessel wall.
Fantastic. I mean, like, did the company offer any details on a launch for this device now that it's approved?
Yeah, so this is the first approval in the U.S. It's already available in Europe, parts of Asia Pacific, and Latin America, and Boston Scientific plans to begin rolling it out in the U.S. in the coming months.
On Mass Device, we've been covering like a string of FDA wins for them. Just recently, they had approval of their FARAPULSE pulsed field ablation system. I mean, what did analysts make of this latest approval?
Yeah, BTIG analysts Marie Thibault and Sam Iber are still very high on Boston Scientific. They maintain their buy rating following this approval, saying they view AGENT highly favorably for its statistically significant superiority in what they consider difficult to treat and common ISR patient population. So they see rapid physician adoption, and they also expect more geographies in the coming months or years. They expect a launch for AGENT in China next year to add to the Asia Pacific region that it's already available in. So yeah, and they expect Boston Scientific to explore segments beyond ISR. So this could even affect more patients positively.
Oh wow. Well, that's great news. Well, hey, what are we going to talk about next?
BD has initiated a new trial for its vascular covered stent. Company believes this stent could be the answer for significant unmet needs in the treatment of peripheral arterial disease, or PAD.
Hey, so what's the trial evaluating?
So BD is looking at the safety and effectiveness of this stent in what it's called the Agility FDA Investigational Device Exemption, or IDE, trial. So it's a self-expanding, low-profile nitinol implant deployed through a delivery system that provides a controlled stent release.
And what are some of the details about this trial?
Well, BD expects to include about 315 patients across up to 40 study sites in the US, Europe, Australia, and New Zealand, with follow-up for all treated patients at various points, beginning at 1 month and ending at 36, so over the course of 3 years. The company said that Dr. Nicholas Shamas enrolled the first patient at the Trinity Medical Center in Bettendorf, Iowa, and Dr. Sean Leiden of the Cleveland Clinic is the principal investigator.
Well, did executives at BD have anything to say about the news?
Tim Hugg, the VP and GM at BD Peripheral Intervention, said the company is excited to have initiated the study and evaluate the treatment benefits of this potentially differentiated technology. The company believes that it could give interventionalists an important new solution in the fight against PAD while also expanding the BD portfolio and allowing the company to, as Hugg said, better serve customers and the patients they treat.
Yeah, I saw he also said that there's like significant unmet needs in the treatment of PADS. So here's to hoping that this can help out even more. What's our third story for today?
Phagenesis has reportedly brought in $42 million in funding for its neurostimulation technology. According to an Axios report, the British medtech company is set to use the funds to advance that system that helps stroke patients restore control of swallowing.
Oh, wow. Tell me a little bit more about this technology.
Yeah, so it's called the Phagenic System. It's first of its kind therapy, according to the company. It uses pharyngeal electrical stimulation, or PES, to restore swallowing control in patients with severe dysphagia post-stroke. Basically, what it does is it targets the neurological components of swallowing coordination, because patients with this post-stroke dysphagia have issues managing their own saliva and a severe risk of aspiration. So this device has sort of been on the radar for a few years. It got breakthrough device designation from the FDA in January of 2020. It's also available in Europe, and the company received FDA De Novo clearance and launched the system in the US in October of 2022.
And we've just been writing, you know, so much lately about like neurostimulation technology, neuromodulation technology. I mean, it seems like a really, really cool frontier in med tech, you know, this idea that we can, you know, use electricity in all these different ways to treat conditions with the brain and the nervous system. I mean, what do they plan to do next with the money?
Yeah, so CEO Reinhard Krickel told Axios that the plans for the funds include helping with that U.S. commercialization of the Phagenix system. Other intended uses of proceeds could include clinical trials and more real-world data collection to support reimbursement in the U.S. as well.
Well, that's fantastic. And so what's the next story that we're going to talk about?
Next story is that Medtronic picked up FDA clearance for its bone tumor ablation technology. Company plans to kick off a limited market release of the system immediately with a broad US rollout plan for later this year. And ablation technology, I feel like we talk about all the time, but it's mostly this pulse field cardiac ablation. So it's interesting to see a different use for it.
Yeah, right. Like this is something that's treating bone tumors. I mean, how does this work?
It's the OsteoCool 2.0 system from Medtronic, designed for the treatment of painful bone metastases and benign bone tumors like osteoid osteoma. It's a minimally invasive procedure that uses probes to deliver radio frequency energy, like the other forms of cardiac ablation we've seen before. So it heats and destroys tumors and also circulates water, interestingly, to cool the probes in close proximity to the active tip to avoid excess heating, which could then, you know, damage the adjacent tissue to the tissue that's being ablated.
Right. I mean, it's important to, you know, to ablate the tissue that you want ablated without having like, you know, damage, you know, all around that could cause so many more complications. How does this system compare to previous generations as well as what else is out there?
Yeah, so Medtronic says that this is an upgraded design on its original OsteoCool radio frequency ablation with a number of new advantages, like four internally cooled probes that allow physicians to ablate two vertebral bodies at once or create larger ablation zones in extraspinal applications. Now, with regard to the competition, Medtronic says it's the most powerful bone tumor ablation system on the market. The company says it delivers nearly triple the watts per channel of the Stryker OptiBlate bone tumor ablation system, and the company says its system offers the widest selection of probes sizes in the U.S. market with those four available options, and it's the only bone tumor ablation platform with those internally cooled probes.
Wow, that's fantastic. And did Medtronic executives have anything else interesting to say about the clearance?
So David Carr, the VP and GM of Pain Interventions within Medtronic's neuromodulation business, called OsteoCool 2.0 a welcome upgrade to the company's interventional portfolio, saying that it further cements its status as offering the most innovative and comprehensive pain management portfolio in the industry.
Oh, gosh. And what's our fifth and final story of the day?
The big one. Baxter has an update on its planned kidney care spinoff. It's a bit of a twist in what previously appeared to, you know, I guess, be a straightforward spinoff like the ones we've seen quite a bit in medtech over the past couple of years.
I've seen a lot of them. Yeah. A little bit of background. What was, you know, Baxter previously saying that they were planning to do?
Yeah, so in January of last year, the company initially announced its plans to spin its renal care and acute therapies into an independent, publicly traded kidney care company. Said at the time that it expected the company to stand alone in the next 12 to 18 months. In July of last year, the company picked Vantive as the name of the proposed business. At the time, it expected Vantive to launch as an independent, publicly traded company by July 2024 or earlier.
Yeah, this new company was going to be competing against Mozarc Medical, which Medtronic, you know, formed, with like a kind of a similar spinoff. They found a partnership with DaVita. So this is all rolling along. So now what's going on? What's Baxter saying now about the separation?
Yeah, so the timeline may not be affected too much. There's a bit of, I guess, cloudiness over that, but Baxter has
indicated.
Still
this year, right?
Still this year, but Baxter has indicated that the method of separation may be different than initially suggested. In an SEC filing, the company said that consistent with its commitment to evaluate strategic options in the interest of maximizing stockholder value, the company has been in recent discussions with select private equity investors to explore the potential sale of the kidney care asset in lieu of the proposed spinoff. So it's yet to reach a final decision on that separation structure, but it maintains that it continues to make progress nonetheless.
Now, I know for years, I mean, we've, you know, seen private equity deals involving companies in the supplier space, but it seems like we're increasingly seeing them like the actual like OEM type medtech medical devices business. I mean, the one of the more notable that sticks in my mind is, you know, Cordis. How does that appear to you, Sean? It kind of seems like we're seeing like this continued interest from the private equity space and, you know, different medical device businesses.
Yeah, well, Medtronic, it was suggested that they may be looking at private equity to sell off their patient monitoring and respiratory interventions business. It's definitely become a more common thing and obviously something that is worth exploring, surely, for Baxter if the spinoff isn't, you know, going to produce the results it initially thought.
You know, I recall that it was Medtronic was planning to do it, and now they're, you know, they're actually instead scaling back and refocusing those businesses. It was definitely out there. Yeah, just fascinating to see all this kind of like private equity interest in the medical device industry. It's going to be really interesting to see what shakes out, what's going on over at Baxter.
Definitely.
Well, that's all we have today. Thank you, Sean, for sharing today's news with us.
My pleasure. As always, read more on the Mass Device website and check out the show notes at massdevice.com/podcast.
Now, you can also connect with us online as well. I'm on LinkedIn as I'm Chris Newmarker, just like a Newmarker. What about you, Sean?
You can find me on LinkedIn, Sean, S-E-A-N, Hooley, W-H-O-O-L-E-Y.
And subscribe to the Mass Device Fast Five wherever you listen to podcasts and share this episode. And join us tomorrow for your daily MedTech News Roundup. Thank you for listening.